from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're hanging out with you until noon on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. We'll take you up to noon. Then D'Lo and KC will jump in. They will take you up to 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, we have NBA playoff basketball right here on ESPN 1320. Knicks at Pacers. Coverage begins at 4. So you don't have to turn away from your radio at all today.
No.
We've got you covered till noon. D'Lo and KC got you till 4, and then we got NBA playoff basketball taking you into Friday night. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, we have Boston at Cleveland as that series continues.
Ooh.
Boston at Cleveland, 5 o'clock coverage begins.
Well, and of course, that series officially started because road team won.
A road team has won. Knicks Pacers, hasn't started yet.
Nope.
We'll see if it starts tonight.
Doubt it.
The Knicks can win a road. You don't think the Knicks are winning tonight?
Just kidding. Yes, they're.
I'm a little worried about them.
Because of the injury? Because Tom Thibodeau is like out there.
Well, because OG's out. Jalen Brunson, questionable. Jalen Brunson's going to play and drop 40.
Probably.
But
that would be my guess.
I don't know, man. The injury stuff, maybe it's just random. Maybe OG just landed wrong and Jalen Brunson just had a sore foot and he's working through it and he's fine. But there's just something about it. The vibes feel off with the Knicks.
That's too bad because I thought the vibes were really high with the Knicks.
I agree.
And now I'm kind of like, you're not in great shape.
No.
It really has a lot to do with the injury. So, and it has a lot to do with the fact that Tom Thibodeau does this every single time.
Yeah, well, their number one skill is busting their ass, right?
Yes.
Jalen Brunson's obviously incredible. Jalen Brunson is one of the best scorers in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, their main attribute is hustle, out-efforting you, out-rebounding you. That's their locking in on defense, digging in on defense, and just making it really, really hard for you to score.
Deflections.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's just there's a shelf life on that over the course of a season.
I totally agree.
And it's always going to be hanging over everything I think about the Knicks. If you told me 100%, they're going to be totally healthy, then they're going to roll through the Pacers and they're going to go give Boston a really, really good series. But I can't guarantee that Thibodeau isn't going to run these guys into the ground.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem that you always have with Tibbs. And I get it. It's just like his style and his players mm-hmm. love it because mm-hmm. players want to play.
Exactly.
Right? I think even like Sasha said that like during he said like everybody wants to play more.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, even the guys who are playing 36 minutes a game, they want to play more.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you guys have to understand that everyone wants to play more.
Exactly.
He's like, so I can't be a jerk about it because like, look, that's the game. You got to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's just a problem with Thibodeau, though, where he gets like super tunnel vision on his guys. And it's almost like he doesn't even want to worry about making subs. Like if he looks at a guy and the guy's like asking to come out of the game, maybe he'll give him like 3 minutes to like breathe, you know, take a, you know, get some oxygen on the side, you know, somebody's over there with a Theragun, like, you know,
sure.
trying to keep them loose. But yeah, it's, he's a guy who fully doesn't even care. He's going to play his guys until the wheels fall off. And you just hope that they fall off after the season and not during it.
The other problem, though, just to kind of take some of this away, some of the blame away from Tibbs here. So they played effectively 7 players the other night.
Yeah.
Alec Burks played 44 seconds. And part of the reason that Precious Achiuwa played 28 minutes and Miles McBride played 20 is because Jalen Brunson got hurt 8 minutes into the first half and didn't return. And then OG Anunoby got hurt early in the third quarter and never returned. But here's who didn't play. Mamadi Diakite?
Nope, don't know him.
Daquan Jeffries, Shake Milton, and Jericho Sims.
Kings legend, Daquan Jeffries.
That's the rest of their bench. Bojan Bogdanovic already hurt. OG now hurt. Jalen Brunson dealing with an injury thing.
Mitchell Robinson,
thank you. Already hurt. Obviously, Julius Randle's out for the year. That has nothing to do with Tibbs Oida's shoulder thing. But it's like you want to go, yeah, you know what? Tibbs needs to take it easier on these guys if they want to make a deep run. But also, if you're giving Daquan Jeffries a bunch of burn, you're probably not winning game two. The way he wants to play, but it's also their best route to winning.
At some point, you have to address the bench. Like, and I guess that's part of the downfall of this team. Although they did try to with Bojan Bogdanovic, you know, at the trade deadline, they tried to bring in like the scorer,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately, he got hurt. Like, mm-hmm. this is a problem, and you know, part of it. Let's not act like it's not part of the problem. Wasn't that he overplayed some of these guys during the regular season, mm-hmm. or rushed Mitchell Robinson back, and then end up with a stress reaction in his leg. So, yeah, it's tough. At this point, I would be surfing the waiver wire to see if there's anybody like seriously.
James Booknight.
There you go. Booknight.
He's out there.
No, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, you don't do that at this point in the season just because guys haven't played for months.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in a tough spot here.
I think Alec Burks is going to get some more burn tonight. Like, at some point, you have
he
to.
He has to.
If Jalen Brunson's going to be compromised in some way, obviously Jalen Brunson's going to play 30-plus minutes. But he played 32.5 minutes the other night. I think that's a good 33, 34 minutes. Get Alec Burks in there for a while. You get a little bit of shot creation. You get a little bit of shooting. And you just try and survive some minutes without Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
I think what you kind of have to do, just start piecing together. Be a coach.
Yeah.
Piece together some lineups where it's not going to be a disaster. If those 5 guys are on the floor for 3 minutes together, you get a timeout. So you get all the time from the timeout. They play 3 minutes. You're getting 5, 6, 7 minutes of rest for Jalen Brunson in total time.
Mm-hmm.
And then get him back out there, and you're ultimately probably benefiting your team. But I don't want to be the one who tells Josh Hart that he has to come off the court. So he can play his 48 minutes.
Just leave him out there. Yeah, he's the new Latrell Sprewell. It's fine.
I'm not going to be the guy that tells Josh Hart.
No, you know, like there are players that you can rely on for that who are built for that. Mm-hmm. That are like a certain age in the league, 27, 28 years old, that literally can play like all 48 without any question. Mm-hmm. The guys that keep themselves in like tip top crazy shape. But there's going to eventually be a crash.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hope that you make it to a point in the season where when that crash happens, it's not as big as, you know, like it's not halfway through the Eastern Conference Finals. Like,
feels like that's where they're headed.
A lot of these guys have not been in this position at all. And that's a problem.
Have any of them? OG was on the team that won the finals in 19, right?
Dante DiVincenzo was on the Bucks.
Yep.
You know, finals teams.
Is that it?
So
that might be it. Was Josh Hart was gone from the Lakers? Yeah, he was in the AD deal, so he wasn't with the Lakers in the bubble.
Yeah, and he went to was a Portland. Year. I don't know how far he got with Portland.
Yeah,
that would be a question. Man.
Super interesting. I'm rooting for him though.
You're
I
here
love
for
this
it.
Dude. I just have so much fun watching the Knicks. It feels like when people go, oh, basketball these days, and you get all the people who have their complaints about the NBA. Some of those I think are silly, to be frank, but I think some of them are really valid. And then you watch the Knicks, and I think the Knicks are just the idealized version of what Adam Silver would like to see in his league.
Okay.
And I think I enjoy watching them for a lot of those reasons. They're just they are a fun ass time every time they're on the TV.
I think it's crazy because they do remind you of like the Knicks of the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no, they don't have a Patrick Ewing, but they do have a bunch of players, you know, the John Starks, the Allen Houston, like the Charles Smith, like Charles Oakley, like mm-hmm. they have like this grittiness to them mm-hmm. that I think is really interesting. And it's funny because it's a totally different group, but the Knicks feel is there with this team.
It's like when you talk about those old Knicks teams with a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
They're going to, if you have 10 Knicks fans and you say, hey, let's talk about the early 90s Knicks, the mid-90s Knicks, every single one of them is going to give you like a different favorite player from that group.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think this Knicks team is like. It's like a team full of fan favorites where any one of their players would be the fan favorite in Sacramento. Or Golden State or Portland or wherever. Because, like, man, love the way that guy plays. I love the way he plays. Love the heart, the hustle. And it's just a whole team of those dudes.
I think so. And I also think that it's kind of like the Knicks. You wanted to represent the city of New York. Sort of like this punch
you in the... I'm walking in!
Yeah, that punch you in the face style. Where, again, like, Sacramento, like, really appreciates the blue-collar guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the blue-collar guy, even though Sacramento is, like, a major political hub, it's still the blue-collar guy that looking for.
Cowtown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Shout out to the Knicks. We didn't talk about baseball. Again, we've had baseball on the rundown every day this week.
We keep missing it.
We'll get to it at some point, I promise. This is a weird part time of the year in baseball. Like, hit me in June. Then we can assess where everything is. That's what I keep saying.
We'll just make excuses for why we forget it.
The A's are better than we expected. The Giants are worse than we expected because the Giants are basically the A's. That's the premise. We'll dive into it at some point. Good idea or bad idea coming up next, including somebody watching adult videos during Luka Doncic's press conference. We'll discuss it next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader. Now I'm throwing a flag on Jesse.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
My man is in Studio One right now. That's at least, that's a minimum 10-yard penalty.
Mm.
I don't know if I can Jesse, I don't think I can pull your mic up in here. Sorry. I really wish I could. That's a minimum 10-yard penalty. We'll talk about it later.
Uh-oh.
I'll be on D'Lo and KC at like 12:15.
Okay.
I'll address it then. Review the review waits. All right. Good idea or bad idea. This is a segment we do every single day where we take three headlines and we decide whether the thing that happened in that headline is a good idea or bad idea. Number one, last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder crowd made it their mission to taunt Luka Doncic as much as humanly possible. Good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea, Kyle.
Really tough.
Luka's one of those dudes. I don't think he really cares, but I also think he likes to play to the crowd, and the last thing you want to do is give him a reason to play to you.
There's a tell that Luka Doncic has, and if you've missed my Luka Doncic interaction story, just very briefly, I got to sit courtside in an NBA game, and Luka was trying to get a review on a goaltend. And he was looking toward the crowd as though, like, am I crazy? And so I just, when we made eye contact, I just went, don't review it. He got, like, it was off the glass. And then he called me a mean name.
Oh, yeah.
As he was walking away. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. So this isn't new.
He told you to shut up, right?
No. Yeah. That. And then he called me a mean name.
Yeah.
That starts with the letter P. So... there's a tell that Luka has, though, and he did this early last night. He hit a three. I think he hit back-to-back threes. And as he's going back down the court, he's nodding. He's just nodding his head. And when Luka starts nodding, shut up!
Mm.
I know you want to taunt. I know you want to jeer him. I get it. I get it. But just don't. It's going to go poorly for you. He went 11 of 21 last night, 5 of 8 from 3, 29 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, 3 steals, a block, 1 turnover. As the Mavericks beat the Thunder 119 to 110. The Thunder, who hadn't given up more than 95 points in a playoff game all year.
Oh.
Gave up 119 last night. And Luka was cooking.
You have to remember, like at all times, that he leads the league in scoring at almost 34 a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not someone you can mess around with. So, yeah, that's a tough look for the fans.
Yeah, really bad idea. And then somebody, I guess there was at one point he walked over and like got face-to-face with a guy and was talking to him, and I guess that guy was saying stuff about Luka's family. That's so trash. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
That's bad.
Don't do any of that. Bad idea for that guy, too. Number two. I'm not going to play the audio, but somebody was watching at the start of Luka's press conference.
Oh.
Somebody was watching an adult film loudly, either on their phone or their laptop. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
First of all, I think it was somebody messing with Luka on purpose. I don't think it was like somebody opened the wrong tab or went to the wrong side. I don't think that's how that went down. And the way Luka kind of looks up really confused and then kind of starts to smile, and then he puts his head down. He like puts it. Yeah. Because it came up in the middle of one of his answers. It just loudly starts playing.
Yeah, that was wild.
I think it was somebody messing with him. I think he knew who it was.
I hope so, because it's a good joke. If that's someone that is messing with him.
If that happened, look. Here's my goal on a thing, and this is why I would be a bad journalist, like a hard news journalist.
Okay.
I would be, my goal, like when I'm at a press conference, I've asked a couple of questions this year, but my goal for the most part when I'm around is just like, I hope nobody knows I'm here.
Okay.
I'll say hi to people. I'll say hi to, you know, the people I know, yeah. You know, the security people and stuff, you know, you say hi to them, the ushers, you say hi to them, all that. But for the most part, I don't want anyone to know who I am. I'm just this not, I am here, I am nondescript media person A to anybody important. If that happened to me, I'd be done. You'd never see me at Golden 1 again. you would not catch me dead in that place. Yeah, I might be done here. I might just call the big boss, Aaron. I just call him on my way home. Like, Aaron, I'm not done. I'm just done. I'm done now.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm done.
I'm not telling him what happened. I'm gonna be like, hey, I made a catastrophic mistake at the Kings game today. I'm quitting media forever. I'd be mortified, bro. That would be awful.
That's rough.
So I genuinely hope that was somebody messing with Luka and they were doing that on purpose. And it was not some rando journalist who now has that over their head forever.
Yeah, that would be tough.
You're the guy or girl.
That guy.
Or girl. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
That's hilarious.
Number three. We've talked about this a little bit before, but ESPN posted a video of it today in a sit-down interview with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards wants the Michael Jordan comparisons to be kaput. Wants them to stop.
Okay.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea for Anthony Edwards to come out and say that?
Well, that's a good question.
Thanks.
I would say it's a bad idea. Like, you want to... I think if you're a player like him,
mm-hmm.
you should want to try to live up to that. Now, maybe you can't. Maybe that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think that that's the case. I think that there's a possibility that he can live up to that. And okay.
I think it's a bad idea. No, I'm sorry. I think it's a good idea.
To kill it?
Yes. Because look, here's how this happens. And we see this all the time. You see this ascending star. And that's what Anthony Edwards is. If he's not a superstar already, he is on that ascension, right? He is on that path. Everybody loves him right now, except for people in Denver, I'm sure. Everybody is pro Ant. Everything is coming up Ant Edwards. The Wolves are going to beat the Nuggets. They're going to go to the conference finals. They're going to go to the finals. This is Ant's time. He is the new face of the league. All that is on the table for him. When you start bringing in the Michael Jordan comparison, well, now if he goes for 18 points in a loss tonight, It's like, well, God, I mean, how good is he really then? Because that now becomes the standard. Instead of, without the MJ comps, instead of, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, the Nuggets had a really good plan. Ant had a tough game. I think he bounces back in game four. When you start throwing the MJ stuff in there, it's like, well, MJ wouldn't have done that. See, this guy is not that good.
Okay, maybe, but here's how. Okay, so I think the pressure of this killed, like, Harold Miner. Like, he couldn't be Baby Jordan, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone thought he was going to, like, be the next, right? And
it's people listening going, who's Harold Miner? Exactly.
We keep having these, like, oh, he's the next MJ. He's the next MJ,
for
right?
so many people.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's Kobe, whether it's Vince Carter, you know, there's been a lot.
Right.
But I think when Anthony Edwards stepped into the league, if he would have got that comparison then, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If he's getting it now when he's ascending, he's, like, mm-hmm. 22 years old and, like... Mm-hmm. like starting to find his game and starting to be a lead and starting to take mm-hmm. carry a team in the playoffs. Like, okay, like I'm okay with it. Like I can understand why he might not want that pressure,
mm-hmm.
but he's also never been someone that has ever made me once think that he believes that there's pressure on him at all.
But also, no doubt, but also, and we got to go here in a second, but there's also an aspect of this where like LeBron became LeBron. He's always going to get compared to MJ, but nobody calls Michael Jordan or LeBron James the next MJ anymore. It's just he's LeBron.
Yeah, they wonder if he is as good as LeBron or not. That's as good as Michael Jordan or not. That's where you're at
right.
now.
He's the next Michael Jordan, though. That eventually kind of goes away as you ascend.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think I would put it down for now, because at some point you're going to accomplish enough things where you become this entity in the NBA unto kind of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you get thrown in the GOAT conversation. But I think it's the wise move for Anthony Edwards right now to kind of let his trajectory take it where it's going to take him. All right, we got the handoff. I believe KC is going to be in today. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. One of them will hop in here in about 10 minutes. Let's look ahead to a couple of those playoff games tonight. We're also going to do some prize picks. We always talk about prize picks on the show. We're going to do some live, and you can play along with us on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Radio.
Nailed it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle. James is over there. Our producer, Mark Nash, in the building. YouTube.com/ESPN1320. Twitch.tv/ESPN1320 if you would like to watch the show. Maybe you're listening on the road and you're going to get to work or home and you're like, man, I got to get out of the car. I'm not going to be able to listen anymore. Well, you can. There's the free Odyssey app. That's how I listen. Out where I live in the Bay Area, I don't get 1320 real great, but it comes in crystal clear on the Odyssey app. So that's how I listen.
Nice.
When I was not working here, I watched on YouTube all the time.
You're always working. It's just whether you're working in a radio station.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah. That's fine. When I was half unemployed, I'd watch a lot on YouTube. So check it out. YouTube.com/ESPN1320. The Chatty House is on one today, as are we, because it's a Friday and the vibes are high. While we're doing some housekeeping, subscribe to the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. That is this show in podcast form. So anything you miss, whether you can't catch it live, maybe you're out of town and you want to keep up on all the latest happenings in the sports world, particularly here in Sacramento and in Northern California. But of course, we'll talk NBA playoffs and we'll do the national stuff as well. Subscribe to the James Hamm and Kyle Madsen show wherever you get your podcast. That's also available on the free Odyssey app. So check us out.
Excellent.
Knicks and Pacers tonight. 4 o'clock is when coverage begins here on ESPN 1320. Do we expect the NBA to oblige Rick Carlisle? Because sometimes you'll see that. Sometimes a coach will go off the handle at the refs, fly off the handle at the refs, and blame them for X, Y, and Z, and we're not getting this call, and we're not getting that call, and oh, we deserve an equal chance in the small market. Do we think we see some calls go the Pacers' way tonight?
Sure. Like, it's a home game. Mm-hmm. You would expect, I mean, the home team should get at least a little bit of benefit of the doubt. I don't know.
They should, yeah. Or they do?
Well, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like, you're always like, well, that shouldn't happen on your home court.
Well, that's the funny thing when we talk about officiating, is there's the ideal. There's the, well, in an ideal 100%, this is exactly how it should be world.
Mm-hmm.
The refs are completely impartial. They are not affected by the crowd. They are seeing it, and they are calling it, and they are calling it correctly every single time. The reality is referees are human. A, they're going to miss calls. B, they're going to be petty with players and coaches they don't like. C, they're going to be influenced by the crowd. That's just kind of how it goes. And that's why I think you're right. I think that we are going to see, if the officials are the story out of this game, I don't think it's going to be, wow, look how bad they hosed the Pacers.
Yeah, I don't think it, like, I think this is going to be a good game, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Pacers win this game tonight. I think that, first of all, it's been a good series already. Like, it's not blowouts. It's been tightly contested, and when you give them their home crowd, when you give them their home, you know, their own beds to sleep in and their own routines that they have,
mm-hmm.
like, I think this is going to be one of those games, especially if the Knicks are missing players. And, like, look, I think the Pacers can at least pick up one game here, mm-hmm. and make this a little bit of a series. You know, I think this will be a...
I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is 2-2 going back to New York.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
It's just that's because of the way the Knicks play,
mm-hmm.
it feels... I think their games feel like there's more, like, gravity to them than there are. Because, yeah, they won that second game by, what, 9? Was that the final... Is that the final tally?
Yeah, I think it was 9. The last game was 9? Yes.
Let me... Yeah, Yeah, 130 to 121 was the final there. Like that's, it wasn't a 50-point blowout.
No,
game one was close too.
Yeah,
it came down to a couple of weird calls going against the Pacers at the end of that game. The phantom kickball on the moving screen on Miles Turner, and that's what really swung that game. That was a 2-point game late.
It was 121-117 final. Four point game.
Yeah, if you told me that the Pacers won these next two, I wouldn't be shocked at all. Not one bit, especially knowing OG Anunoby's not playing. He's such a key for them defensively. You got Jalen Brunson, who's a little banged up. I think he plays. But if he's not 100%, we've talked about this before with the Knicks. Like, man, you saw it in that game. You saw it in game two the other night. Jalen Brunson goes down. The Knicks lose the second quarter by 10 points.
Oh, yeah. I'd even say, like, in game one, the Pacers had a 5-point lead going into the fourth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They were playing really well. They got beat by, they gave up 39 and scored 30 in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is still a series. And it's, definitely, you know, it's a series because the Pacers are an offensive juggernaut. And if you allow them to get hot, they can put up 140 without any questions.
Yep.
And it's whether you can keep up with them.
Yep.
And if you don't have OG Anunoby and your star guard is limping and you only play six or seven guys,
yeah,
like this thing could get out of hand a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wouldn't be surprised. And then it's going to be like, oh, did Rick Carlisle have any influence on this game? It's like, he would take it. Like,
do you know how Rick Carlisle can have a bigger influence on this game? Play TJ McConnell more.
Yeah.
I should have taken. I think TJ McConnell's going to play a lot tonight. I should have taken his points and Prize Picks.
There you go. Are we going to do Prize Picks?
Yeah, no, we'll do it. We'll do it. Nuggets Timberwolves. Were we expecting a bounce back from the Nuggets?
Yeah, but I didn't expect them to get clubbed in the first two games. Yeah.
That's the thing is, I don't know. Michael Malone's a good coach. This is a really good team. I'm not counting them out of this series yet. If there's an adjustment to find, they're going to find it. But those first two games seemed an awful lot like Minnesota's just better than them.
You know what, though? I don't know if that's the case or if those first two games just felt like when the Kings played the Pelicans. It could just be a really bad matchup for you.
Well, that's what I mean. The Timberwolves in that head-to-head are the better team.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because like the better overall team could still be the Nuggets, but against the Timberwolves, they're not good enough, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is an interesting question. They weren't that much better in the regular season. Didn't they finish tied?
Yeah.
Or separated right by one game?
Yeah.
They were roughly equals throughout the year. We just thought that the Timberwolves wouldn't be able to muster this in the playoffs, and then they go sweep the Suns, and now they're up 2-0 on Denver. Maybe the Timberwolves are just better.
No,
full stop.
It is possible. It's very possible. And I think a lot of us, when we looked at Denver, you think, okay, they went 57-25.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Minnesota 56-26.
All right. So game back.
Yeah. Game back. And, you know, Denver and OKC tied for number one.
That's right.
But okay. OKC won, right?
Oh, I have another. Go ahead.
Yeah. But when I look at this, I could see a world in which Denver is the reigning champs and go, okay, look, we don't care about every single regular season game and we're going to play the season accordingly. So is it possible that Denver is really a 61-62 win team?
Sure.
And that Minnesota fought and is a 56 win team? That's very possible.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you got to get through them. And just like I think the Kings are a better team than like the Phoenix Suns and a bunch of other teams that if they could have got into the playoffs, I think it would have been more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. And that's, you know, unfortunate, but that's what happened. Like, you couldn't get past the Pelicans. Again, it would have been Phoenix and not New Orleans that they faced in the play-in game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Kings would have been in the first round. And I also think the first round matchup would have been better, Kings and OKC, than it would have been what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I just do.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I have a buddy, Sean. Shout out to Sean. He's a big Spurs fan. And I was thinking about this on my way home yesterday, a couple days ago. The Spurs beat the Nuggets on Friday, April 12th. The Nuggets had won three in a row. It was them and OKC and Minnesota in that race for the number one spot. That loss to San Antonio is the reason that the Nuggets were not the number one seed.
Mm.
And that's the reason that they faced the Timberwolves in this round instead of potentially in the conference finals. And potentially they might have seen the Wolves get bounced in the second round.
Yeah, because they would have played OKC.
Right. And maybe that's a worse matchup for Minnesota. I don't know.
So it would have been Denver-Dallas right now.
Yeah. So there's a chance that San Antonio win just alters the course of NBA history.
Mm.
That April 12th win by a terrible team beating the defending champion Nuggets and putting the defending champs in a spot where they have to face Minnesota in the second round and allows this ascension for Minnesota. You see the Nuggets fall off. Like, that game might just single-handedly turn the tide of Anthony Edwards' career and Nikola Jokic's career. I think that's fascinating.
No, I thought about that
on the way home a couple days ago. I just think that's so fun.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Like, it's the butterfly effect, right? Yeah. Like, what would happen, you know? And you could say, again, the same thing for the Kings. Like, you don't think anything's going to go wrong this offseason with, like, coaches and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, if the Kings were in the playoffs, we wouldn't be, like, having even a discussion about Mike Brown and whether he's going to get a contract extension. I don't think we'd be having that discussion at all. It would have already been done.
Yeah.
So, but we're not having that discussion. We are having that discussion, like, whether or not he's going to get an extension this summer because, you know, he's entering the final year of his deal. So I think, you know, these things always happen in the league, these little moments that you miss,
mm-hmm.
but that's a good point, man.
Yeah.
And it's a regular season game that matters. And it's the same, like, with the Kings. Like, if the Pelicans and Suns wouldn't have tied for the number six.
Mm-hmm.
If it would have been the Pelicans getting the number six where they were, the Kings would have had an opportunity to get in. And we don't know if they would have beat the Suns.
Sure, sure.
But I certainly think that they would have battled the Suns really close, and I think it would have been a much more competitive game than what we saw with them in New Orleans.
I do too. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320 if you want to jump in. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Hey, caller, you're live. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
George.
George, what do you want to say, bud?
George, I want to talk about the Timberwolves. Hey, I try to get D-Lo all the time, but he don't want to hear me. I'm from Minnesota. I live in Sacramento now, but I told D-Lo at the beginning of the season how good the Timberwolves were.
Okay.
And it's not just a bad matchup for Denver. They're a better team than Denver.
Yeah, I'm buying that more and more by the game for sure. Appreciate the call, George. Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm doubting that less now. And there's a real chance that Minnesota gets these guys out of here in four or five games. And I think we're looking at Minnesota a lot differently than we were even going into the playoffs. Because I was in the same boat as you. I was kind of like, yeah, they're fun, and maybe Ant carries them to a series win over the Suns, but that's probably where the buck stops. And they have proven to be much better than that.
Well, I think it also, because the team they're playing has Jokic, you have not had this problem of playing Gobert off the court. And I'm waiting to see if a team can play Gobert off the court, because I think there are teams that are still left that can play Gobert off the court.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, what do you do then?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Dallas can play him off the court because all they are a bunch of pick and roll dudes. All of their bigs are pick and rolls.
Yeah.
But I do think OKC, Chet starts going around the perimeter. Or if they go smaller and they start using some of their guys, they go Kenrich Williams and start using him as a small ball five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are ways in which you can play him off the court, and then that team looks much different.
When they've been doing that, Dagnall's been going to that two big lineup with Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a million different ways that they could cause problems for Dallas or for Minnesota in ways that Denver can't. Yeah. Going to be really interesting to watch Timberwolves going forward. I'm excited about them, though. I think they're very good. You want to do some prize picks before the handoff?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't want to talk about last night. Last night didn't go great for me. Prizepicks.com if you want to play along. This is Daily Fantasy Sports. Definitely super easy. Pick 2 to 6 players, you pick more or less on their stat projections, and that's how it goes. So I have two entries going today. I have a baseball one and a basketball one.
Okay.
My baseball one is just strikeouts. I've got Casey Mize less than 3.5 strikeouts against Houston. I've got Cole Irvin less than 3.5 strikeouts against Arizona. And then I have Paul Blackburn more than 5.5 strikeouts against Seattle. So that's my baseball one.
Your baseball ones are crazy. I have not been able to get into the baseball side of things, but I'm here for it.
So let's do basketball now.
Yep.
One of the things that Prize Picks does is they put like a demon on some of their squares. So, for example, Naz Reid is one of mine. Maybe Naz Reid's points is projection is 8.5, but they'll put a demon on it, which means it's 12.5. And you have to take more, but if your odds and the money that you can win are better.
Yes.
That way. So I went Naz Reid more than 12.5 points. That's a demon.
I did too.
I have Jaden McDaniels more than 10.5 points. That's also a demon.
I also did that.
So I'm going big role player day for the Timberwolves. And then I have Josh Hart more than 19.5 points.
Whew.
Also a demon. That's a lot of points.
Okay, so my other demon that I took was Anthony Edwards.
Ooh.
With more than 0.5 block shots.
I love that.
That because it's one that either he'll get or you can wait all the way until the last second of the game and you're still waiting and waiting and waiting. Like,
he's going to play.
Is it going to happen?
He's going to try.
Yeah, he is going to happen.
Kenny Caraway in the building for the handoff. What's up, Kenny?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm good, man. Busy morning, but I'm good.
Skincare routine good?
Huh?
Oh, my bad.
Am I there now? I'm good.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, Damian came in yesterday and said that you guys spent like an hour talking about skincare and he was making fun of us for talking about sports.
Oh, man. No.
So I'm trying to diversify our topic portfolio.
That's what happens. What's the date today? May 10th?
Yeah. Had a lot going on. Draft lottery Sunday.
He's talking about exfoliating.
Draft lottery Sunday. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Schedule comes out next week.
NFL schedule on Thursday. Can't wait to break it down.
Do you believe that rumor that Jerry Jones is pushing heavy for the Cowboys to open up in Levi's?
Sure.
Why?
I don't believe it, but I don't know why he would be pushing heavy for them to play on the road. Like, if that game was at Cowboys Stadium or AT&T or whatever it's called, sure. But I think they're scheduled to play in Levi's this year. I don't know why he'd be pushing.
Do they have another game on the West Coast? Do they play, like, the Rams?
I don't think so.
Because they don't play the East. Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they play an AFC team. Maybe they play the Chargers or something. And they just want to get that road trip out of the way.
Join out the way.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's not even like I don't know what it is, but that's also like not
maybe he wants to get that ass whooping out of the way in week one.
Maybe so, because we know it's coming.
Yeah,
one way or the other.
They were riding high, and then they get smoked in week five, and just nothing was the same for them.
It would have happened if they played him in the playoffs too. Just smacked him up. Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I don't mean to turn this completely into football.
No, go. I had nothing planned.
I'm like,
we have 4 minutes, so.
I'm like slowly crawling out of like my football depression, very slowly, very slowly crawling out of my football depression. And I was listening to some 49ers podcast. I mean, the only one that really matters is Candlestick Chronicles.
Facts.
But, you know, I was listening to some 49ers podcast and they had Dre Greenlaw on there. And I just got sick to my stomach again. I got so upset. And they're like, yeah, Dre Greenlaw, you know, he was seen somewhere and he had the walking boot on. I was like, oh, man, this dude, man, he ain't. Oh, man, come on, man. Not only did we lose, not only do I not really, like, believe they're just going to bounce back and go to the Super Bowl after losing in the Super Bowl the way they did, but Dre Greenlaw, we were talking, Kyle, you were there in the middle of the season and it was justifiable. It's not, we weren't just throwing anything out there. We was like, yo, is Greenlaw and Warner better than Willis and Bowman?
Mm-hmm.
And man, tore his Achilles. Oh my gosh, bro.
Running onto the field.
I hate
not
football,
even making,
bro.
Not even making a play.
Jumping up and down on the sidelines basically before going on the field. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited, like, bonk.
Just brutal.
I got sick to my stomach all over.
It's brutal.
That is just. I mean, no, the Niners will be good. And I don't want to be like, oh, find another Greenlaw. But I do trust in this front office and the way they evaluate players. Like, they found Dre Greenlaw. And was he undrafted? Or was he like
fifth round pick? Out of Arkansas. He got hurt pre-draft process, didn't do a lot of the workouts, but they did the GPS tracking, and he was like the fastest linebacker in the class from an on-field speed standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But he fell to the fifth round because he didn't do all the testing. I have so many linebacker takes for you that I'm not going to dish out here in the last 2 minutes because, frankly, I have more than that. But I have linebacker takes. 12:15, I'll be on with D'Lo and Casey.
There we go.
There we go.
So I'll be ready for that. But, yeah, I just say all that to say I'm just – I'm not all the way out of my bunker of football. I'm, like, inching out of there, and I'm like, all right. Like, my homeboy, bless his heart, he's a Bears fan, and that's my guy.
Is it Manny?
No, but that's my guy too. But my guy Allen, he's a Bears fan, and you know he we talk sports. We talk sports all the time, and like the whole draft process. Like, yo, we got number one. This is what I think we need to do. Like maybe Caleb or just da 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 da. And I'm like, I don't got nothing for you. I don't want to talk football. I don't care. Like I don't. Yeah. And like I said, I just feel bad. I'm not fully out of it.
That's where I'm really thankful for Niners Wire and Candlestick Chronicles and stuff because it just forces me to just. No, I got in. Analytical side, what happened,
yeah.
And I got to go through it, and then I move on to, all right, hey, fifth round tight ends, who's going to be available?
But you guys were talking some betting stuff, but I'll just ask
not
you guys.
Betting, daily
no,
fantasy.
No, daily fantasy, we don't
daily
bet.
Daily fantasy sports, yeah, no, it's
right,
not betting.
Right,
prize
not betting.
Picks, shout out.
Shout overall, do you think that both of these series go to 3-0 tonight?
No.
No.
I think the Pacers are going to win.
We'll talk about this a little bit on the show. Are the Knicks like in a position where, because everybody's talking about like their minutes played and all this other stuff, do they just kind of, I don't want to say throw a game, but does Tibbs go, nah, I'm only playing you 32 minutes tonight?
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier.
He might have to.
Yeah.
Like he's so beat up. Like his team is so beat up. I don't.
Look,
and really try to get Sunday's game.
I think
that's the one.
I think that they're in a spot that they can try and clamp down defensively a little bit and say, yeah, Jalen Brunson, you're gonna sit these couple like 3 minute stretches during the game, and Alec Burks is gonna play to give us some shot creation, but we're just gonna try and survive and play to a tie for this 3 minute stretch. We'll call a timeout, we'll get the time from the timeout, you'll get a couple extra minutes there and then go. And I think maybe they try and do that a couple of different times, but their bench depth just isn't very good.
It's true. No, it's facts.
So
it's facts.
And I think the Pacers are good enough and can score enough that if they go 4 minutes where they score 4 points, the Pacers could go on like a 20-4 run.
Yeah. Must win for the Pacers. Timberwolves winning tonight.
I kind of feel like they are.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
What do you guys got coming up?
A lot of stuff. It's Friday.
Do you have a donut?
I didn't have a donut yet.
There are 3.5 dozen donuts were brought today.
Wow.
So get
okay.
a donut.
I'm
there's a lot.
Get one, two.
There's a lot.
We're a little wild.
Two, three, not four. I'm gonna get one.
And I'm ready to stack the Fortress of Snackitude.
Hey,
oh snap!
Shout out to James Ham.
Yeah,
shout out
Fortress of Snackitude is on.
It's incredible.
That's non-winning behavior in our building.
That is a winning behavior in our building. Jonathan Gannon hates donuts. It turns out.
Well,
Cardinals got to fire him.
Well, got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dog. Four.
All right.
4-win team.
That's it for us. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They're taking you up to 4 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock tonight. Coverage begins Knicks at Pacers. NBA playoff basketball right here on ESPN 1320. Have a fun and safe weekend, everybody. We will see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye, friends.
Clear. See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.